morning. I'm Kim Steele. I'm the chairman of the Religious Education Committee. And as far as social justice is concerned, religious education is hoping to bring our program up to the next level from where we've been. And we're primarily about the Band-Aids. That's what the kids love doing. That's what's the most meaningful for them. In the past 3 years, we've had service projects every year. The kids have made Christmas cards for the women's prison. They've made little bonnets for newborns in need. We had a huge year-long project where we built 3 quilts for Camp Sunshine, which is a camp up in Maine for children with life-threatening illnesses. I don't know where that fits into religious or to social justice, but it's social outreach. And it was so meaningful for the children. What we would like to do is, instead of having 1 or 2 school-wide service projects over the course of the year, is have each class do 1, or even better yet, 2 service projects each. The service projects would involve educating themselves about a particular area of need, either within the church community or in the greater national community, and then trying to come up with a plan for doing some action to help with that. We've got a lot of ideas of what that might be. We're having a hard time getting to this next level, though. There's a lot of roadblocks. Teachers are really busy, and we don't want to burden them more. Families are really busy. But the final piece to this is that once a class has come up with a service project, is we would like them to bring it to you and have church-wide participation, so that everybody in the church has an opportunity to work on at least 1 hands-on service project every year with the kids. I heard about a kid today who's having a hard time trying to figure out who he might like for his sponsor for his ropes class. It occurred to me that through work like this, that child would know a number of adults in the community and might have an idea of who he might want to ask. So my goal is to bring us all together working on service projects together and involving the children working on their service projects that they choose. And if you have any ideas for me on how we can get up to that next step, I'd love to talk to any of you about that. Thank you.